Andrew Brady, good afternoon. And one of the worst sex offenders ever will be sentenced today.
Yeah, I'm back in Liverpool to see this man appear in the first time in this trial. He's been found guilty now. Barry Bennell is his name. He's 64 and he did not give evidence in his own defence. Multiple charges. In the end, there were 50 guilty verdicts of child sexual abuse going back to the 80s. He was a scout for Manchester City and a culture crew Alexandra. And of course, what he was really doing was the industrial scale sexual abuse of young boys who dreamed of becoming professional footballers. Well, those men, as they are now in their 40s, came back to court. They gave their evidence. The jury believed them. And in a couple of hours' time, Barry Bennell will appear for sentencing. And I would imagine the sentence will be so stringent, he will die in prison.
There's been chaos on the red carpet at the BAFTAs.
Yes, so the headlines, really, the pictures are all about Gary Oldman winning the Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill and a very emotional speech he made afterwards for Darkest Hour. So that's who actually won at BAFTA last night. Security, I think they're getting a lot of criticism. A group of young women got onto the red carpet wearing T-shirts that read, "Time's Up," and they were shouting slogans about sexual harassment of women by men in the film industry. The security on the red carpet, I've done countless red carpet events in London, security is always super tight because you've got some of the most famous actors and actresses in the world on the red carpet. And I think what's happened is security have realised, look, imagine the headlines if you're dragging young women away who've just clambered over a barrier. So in the end, I think they took a collective decision to just let the protesters have their say and make their headlines. You know, it was an important message that they had. Everyone's got the right to protest, but I think had anyone else with any other message turned up and tried to do a similar stunt, they absolutely would have been dragged away.
There's been a big shake-up of education finances.
Yeah, Theresa May is making a big speech today. So the backdrop to this, it costs $18,500 a year in tuition fees per student, per year, per course at further education in the UK. The end result is a lot of young people are graduating with colossal mountains of debt, big interest fees to pay back, and no job. And Jeremy Corbyn of Labour has come along and he's saying, well, I'll tell you what, make me your Prime Minister and I'll abolish tuition fees. You won't have to pay for a thing under a Labour government with me as Prime Minister. And I think the Conservatives are worried. So let's see what Theresa May comes up with in this speech in a couple of hours' time.
All right, we watch the sentencing today, and we'll have to leave it there and catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you.